335.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to
hold not thy peace till you establish righteousness, the Lord said. Hold not thy peace until the Lord establish righteousness. Did you hear that? Don't want to shake or rattle the boat. But the Lord said, command ye of me. The Lord said, hold not your peace until you establish righteousness as you press into the kingdom of God. Wow, what a different gospel, my friends. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess, as well as your pretty little princess. I know her is Stephanie Joy. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and you can also go to Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook, two different pages, one personal, one fan page. Like them both if you do, if you don't, like them anyways. All right, there's still information on there that is very advantageous for those that actually consume the information and absorb it into the bloodline of truth for this nation, for righteousness' sake. What do you think of that? I like that. Yes, same here as I pat myself on the back. Wow. Folks, it's time for you to get busy, as I've said a million times before, and I'm going to say it a million times in the future. It is time for you to get busy. It is time for you to put the trumpet to your mouth and blast it as loud as you can and speak forth who we are so the American people know who we are as we educate them, because we know what it says in Hosea 4:6, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because you've forgotten my law, the Lord said, I'll also forget your children. I don't believe that he's forgotten our children. I believe the parents at large have forgotten their children and given their kids over unto a system, an educational scheme through the federal government, which is illegally implementing something called Common Core International Baccalaureate and No Child Left Unindoctrinated. Yes, that's what I said. Friends, check us out on Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. Bradley, are you trying to figure out what the deal is with me right now?
You sound a little hoarse in your voice.
No,
to me.
I'm having a little fun. I'm being a little facetious, but I'm a little serious about what's going on. I'm tired of it, you know, and it's time to bring about resolve. And it's like, Lord, you said, hold not your peace until you establish righteousness. And I'm going to continuously blow that trumpet until things break open before us, because we have the Lord that is the breaker on the head of us.
Amen.
Micah 2:12, and he also said that he's given us the victory. So I'm just holding the word up and just waiting for the victory, because again, we know that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. If that's not true, then why are we here today, friends? Because
that's right.
We still have the freedom that has been fought for in the past to give us a future, but we have to fight the same way that they did. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Friends, check me out on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1, and we are turning talk radio into do radio. And if you'd like to jump on the radio with us, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I got some news for you. Interesting. Remember how I shared with you in the past about how just watch the ministry, we're usually about, I don't know, 10, 12 years ahead of the game. And sometimes it's months and sometimes it's weeks. But I just got some information about a guy that I was talking about, a homosexual icon who was busted for child pornography. Guess what, friends? They brought charges down upon this criminal's head.
Amen.
And I want to share that with you in just a couple minutes. And during the second half hour, I want to introduce you to a preacher man back in the 1800s that actually got in the face of a president, and you're going to be surprised concerning the reaction that the president gives, and you're also going to be surprised, maybe not because you listen to the show enough, but you're going to be surprised of the faithfulness of a man of God that didn't bow in the face of his adversaries, and his adversaries were none other than those that were supposed to be proclaiming the truth along with him. So we're going to talk about both those topics in just a couple minutes, but friends, before we get there, you need to understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Phone number for our radio show, by the way, I forgot, 1-866-233-0747.
I think you said it.
Did I? Well,
but,
say
you know,
it again.
Men
for those,
need to be told things twice.
Four
so,
times.
So do women sometimes.
1-866-233-0747. And why is that?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You want your mind to be Christ's mind. You want your heart to be Christ's heart. Now, I'm going to highlight this real quick because we've talked about it all this week. But we've got the My War documentary DVD 5-part series. It's our bestseller. It also includes The Testimony of Bradley Dean, which is the graphic novel. I'm just going to give you a quick quote from Jackie, who said, sat down to watch the first video, ended up watching all five straight through, gripping and jaw-dropping, would describe my reaction. Want my adult kids to see this as well. Good work and strong, uncompromised truth. That was from Jackie. So we've talked about this series a lot. We're going into schools across America. You'll see story after story. So much gold truth. I think every household in America should have it, along with the comic book which tells the life story of Bradley Dean, the man behind the message. It's good to know about the man behind
the
message. Really.
Nothing more.
That's man. Right. The man and what God wrought through the to God be the glory.
I get emails sometimes. Is this the Bradley Dean? Yes, I am the man. Remember the man actually walked up to Peter and he got down on the ground and he started to worship him, and Peter looked at him and said, listen, stand up. I'm just a man like you are.
That's right. Martin Luther, same thing.
Yes.
So if you'd like to order, please call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order. Had to clear my throat there. Now, we're going to talk about a lot of serious things on the show today. We got actually a lot of really good analogies, but I'm going to do something a little different today. I'm going to tell a joke. I'm going to try to be funny
for
a second.
Folks, she brings enough bad cheese to the table, yeah?
There is some cheesy jokes out there, but this one I thought was actually pretty good, okay? You got to listen. It's a little bit of a story. A tourist guide was talking with a group of school children at Yellowstone Park when one boy asked him whether he had ever come face-to-face with a wolf. Yes, said the guide. I did come face to face with a wolf once. What made it worse was that I was alone and unarmed. The boy said, what did you do? Well, what could I do? First, I tried looking him straight in the eyes, but he slowly advanced towards me. I crept back, but he kept on coming. Nearer and nearer, I had to think fast. Wow, said the kid. How did you get away? As a last resort, said the park ranger, I just turned around and walked quickly to the next cage. Get it? I thought that joke was hilarious.
Wow.
You weren't paying attention, were you?
A little bit.
Okay, the point is, he's saying he's face-to-face with the wolf. The kid's like, how did you get away? And he said, well, as soon as the last resort came, I walked quickly to the next cage. Get it? He was in a place where all wolves were caged. It wasn't even dangerous.
Okay. That was great. I love that.
I don't think you're paying attention because everybody else out there is laughing right now.
I think the problem is everybody was paying attention. Turn back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Do not depart because
of
Stephanie.
Anyway, I thought that was a good joke. Okay. It was because lighthearted and something different. But
there you go, thoughting again.
Yeah, I think it was good, but I still think you were listening and paying attention to the story
line. For a better way of saying it, it hit the ground. It hit the dirt.
Okay, if anyone liked my joke, 1-866-233-0747.
No, watch the phones light up.
1-866-233-0747.
When we come back, I'm going to bring forth Larry Brinken, homosexual icon, busted for child pornography. I'm going to play a piece for you, friends, but guess what? Justice done, you decide. Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty, radio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Did you like Stephanie's joke?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a Project of Liberty Council, and why we support Sons of Liberty because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty, they stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Anybody want to hear any more of Stephanie's jokes? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Well, Steph, but nobody's called.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I did, over the break, I said my joke to Liz, who actually missed it, and she didn't think it was very good neither. I thought it was pretty good.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. If you would listen, let it come back into your own bosom, wife.
See, I don't think
that
I'm
when
actually...
I say that you're a cheesy kind of girl... That's all we have to do is bring the crackers and you spread the cheese.
Well, that's true. But okay. If anyone liked my joke, please do support 1-866-233-0747.
She's standing alone, friends.
I am. But you know what? I am willing to stand alone on it. I thought it was actually pretty
cool. Well, she was actually talking to the producers right during the break, and she said, did you like my joke? And they all looked at her like, we didn't hear your joke.
They didn't hear the joke because they weren't in the room. But then I just said it for them. But they still didn't like it, so that's all right.
I got to get to Larry Brink and Stephanie, so go for it.
Sounds good. Well, I just want to do... one little analogy here before you get to Larry Brinken. We were watching something last night. It was a documentary. And there's these people who are being interviewed, and they were going over the commandments. And one girl said, well, I don't really believe that there's black and white. The Ten Commandments are right and wrong. There's absolutes is basically what she was saying. There's not really, you know, one clear absolute way, black and white. And, you know, it reminds me of an analogy. It's called the Civil War soldier. There was once a diplomatic soldier during the Civil War who wanted to please both the Yankees and the Confederates. So he decided to wear a Union shirt and a Confederate pants for his uniform. He then walked out onto the battlefield thinking both sides would accept him. He was dreadfully mistaken as he was shot to death by both the North and the South. People a lot of times, though, think there's a compromise way to go. Listen, there is either black or white. Jesus said you're either hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. The absolute truth is found in the Word of God, and there is no in-between. And if you want to sit on the fence and play the in-between, well, I'm one way at church, I'm one way with my secular friends, back and forth, yeah, you're going to get shot on both sides, and there's no way. There comes a point where you have to pick a side. Jesus separated the sheep from the goats.
Double-minded
right
man is
wrong.
Unstable in all of his ways, and not that mean think he'll receive anything of the Lord. And I just got done meeting with an individual this morning, a really cool guy, and I told him that exact same thing. You can't play both sides of the fence. Either you're hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And the Lord said to come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing. It's called consecration, my friends. Draw a circle, stand on the Word of God, say, I'm wrong, you're right. Revive everything in this circle, Lord, and I'm not moving until you do. And let's see what he does by filling your petitions, because he's faithful to do just that. But don't be surprised if he brings you to nothing to show you that he is everything.
That's right. And that's a great analogy to put it. The Yankees, the North and the South. Imagine a basketball player putting on the one team, the home team on the top, the bottom part of his shorts is the away team. You would have no way to play the game.
Made.
Absolutely.
I do. I just wanted to kind of interject that. She's looking at me with this cat look like she wants to claw my face off.
Oh.
Is that true? So let's get over to this. Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay, this is Larry Brink and friends. He is a homosexual icon. I'm just going to listen to this report really quick. You decide, and if I have to highlight something, I will, just to give you more details. But, folks, this guy is lower than a snake's belly. He is, in every sense of the word. He's a pedophile. He's also a homosexual icon. The bloggers don't want you to have this information, but again, it proves my point to a T. And interestingly enough, I just brought this up about a month ago. I did an article on WND. I said, what happened to Larry Brinken? Information the radicals don't want you to have. And lo and behold, what's coming around the corner? Justice and judgment, which establishes righteousness. But was it? Let's listen to this report by MRC TV.
66-year-old Larry Brinken was arrested Friday and booked on felony possession of child pornography. Police searched his home on Waller Street and seized videos, two laptops, a desktop computer, a disc, and thumb drives. The search warrant gives a detailed chronology of the investigation. The warrant says that in January, Los Angeles police began an investigation after receiving cyber tips from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. AOL had reported that a user with an email address, zach3737@aol.com, had been communicating with another user with a Yahoo address. Two email attachments showed children as young as 2 and 3 years old being sexually assaulted and performing various sex acts on adult men. In May, LAPD turned the case over to San Francisco police after learning that the suspect with a username Zach3737 was Larry Brinken of San Francisco. Investigators here then found that Brinken belonged to several Yahoo discussion groups that exchanged stories about sexually exploiting young boys and girls. Brinken retired 2 years ago after serving 22 years as a contract compliance officer for the city's Human Rights Commission. He was known as a hard-working senior staffer who headed many high-profile civil rights investigations. In 2008, Brinken described his job for ABC 7 News.
We wait until information is brought to us or somebody files a complaint that discrimination is going on before we would investigate it.
But Brinken was best known for his pioneering work for equal rights for gays and lesbians. He helped write San Francisco's groundbreaking Equal Benefits Ordinance, which became a model for equality in the workplace. ABC News also profiled Brinken 12 years ago when he was receiving to deal with the stress of his work at the Human Rights Commission. He had just gone through double bypass surgery and was learning to cope with the demands in his job.
Huh.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? Friends,
wow.
I can get into details as to how sick this individual is, but keep in mind he is a homosexual icon, okay? As a matter of fact, City of San Francisco official Bevan Dufty helped sponsor the resolution declaring February 1st through the 7th, 2010, Larry Brinken Week. Huh.
Wow. You know what's amazing about that,
isn't
too?
That interesting?
When you're watching the video, he just looks like a normal, you know, middle-aged.
He's got that effeminate little bit, though.
Yep. But what's scary about it is you can't say, well, listen, you know, bad guys, they dress a certain way, they looked a certain way, they act a certain way. A lot of these guys who are extremely bad, you think, wow, they're so cool. I remember one time watching an interview with Bill Clinton, and he was just so cool. I said, man, if you didn't know anything about him, he'd be the kind of guy that you'd want for your dad.
Yeah.
But that goes to show, again, why the Lord said you know a man by his fruits. And what's interesting and what's horrific is the fact that this Larry Brinken was supposed to be standing up for human rights and civil rights, they all said.
Yeah, pay attention to human rights, by the way, friends. These are the ones that are behind the scenes concerning the human rights. When you look at the homosexual agenda in Canada right now, it's the Human Rights Commission boards that are being used to stifle anybody that speaks out against the homosexual agenda there. And keep in mind what the radical homosexuals did when they first passed homosexual marriage is they attacked a church in Canada. The second thing they did was attack homeschoolers. They told the parents they could no longer teach their kids that homosexuality was an abomination. The third thing they did is they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. And friends, this is what I'm trying to tell you. And this is what I'm standing up to. And it's what I've been standing up to and against for the last 8 years of my life. That's what is behind the scenes of these radical homosexuals. Friends, I could get you to the point of being so appalled that you'd probably turn the radio show off concerning the crimes of this radical pedophile and the crimes that he has committed. When you look at, for example, we had a guy here in Minneapolis who was the chief of police. He was a police captain, and they found tens of thousands of child pornography images on his computer. He was a police officer, a park police officer, and they gave him 18 years in prison, and then we had an attorney that was sodomizing his best friend, and his little boy's best friend, who was 15 years old. He received 18 years old, but for some reason, what's interesting is Brinken is expected to serve 6 months in jail, 5 years of probation, and register as a sex offender for the rest of his life when he's sentenced on March 5th. But he likely will get to keep his city pension because possessing and viewing child pornography apparently is not considered a crime under moral turpitude under San Francisco's retirement pension rules.
Friends, that
tells you there's more of them behind the scenes that are helping him along cover up his crimes. And rest assured, friends, when you see leniency showed on criminals like this to the extreme, you know there's a lot more of them right around him, again, attempting to help him do the crimes that they are committing on a daily basis towards children.
And you know what's scary and sad about
towards
the fact
children, friends, 1 and 2 years old, 2 and 3 years old, friends. And again, I just want to ring that bell, blow that trumpet, and let you understand this is the National Education Association has something called a homosexual caucus. That wasn't good. They want something called good enough. So now they have something called a drag queen caucus. Folks, pull the curtain back. That's all I have to tell you. Pull the curtain back. Let them keep attacking my fancy. Because the more they do it, the more I'm going to pull the curtain back, and I'm going to pull it back, and I'm going to pull it back. And you're going to know, friends, that this is widespread in your government. And if you want to know why things are not going forward as you would have them, because you have compromised men in Congress that are guilty as well for crimes such as Larry Brinken's. Rest assured. Just ask.
You haven't seen nothing yet.
Exactly.
You think you've seen anything? 2 down, 1 to go. Don't ask, don't tell. You know that Barney Frank's guy that needs a drool cup? You know that guy?
Yeah, he was also indicted on charges for bringing a little boy, Paul Venazzi, to his house, sodomizing him in his house in Massachusetts. Why are they passing the gay agenda? What's behind it? Oh, they're the victims, aren't they? No, friends, open your eyes and smell the coffee. It's not as...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I wanted to interject one thought for you too, my friends, concerning the homosexual agenda. For example, for those that didn't know, a couple years back, August of 2010, Rachel Maddow picked up one of my radio pieces when I was warning the homosexual communities that the Muslims were calling for their execution. Well, Rachel Maddow omitted 1 minute from my radio program to make it sound as if I was the one calling for the execution of the homosexuals, when in fact that wasn't the case, wasn't my heart, it wasn't my intent. There was no way you could have extracted that from what I said without omitting it. If you remember what they did to Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman, it's exactly what MSNBC did with us. That was in 2010, and then she pulls up a disclaimer saying that, well, Bradley didn't really mean to call for the execution of the gays. I never did. And what's interesting is the homosexuals have never called to account the radical Muslims that have called for their execution, because they are calling for their execution. And this is in America. There is video out there. You can check it out. Well, what happened in August of 2011, just to show you how radical, how far these people are willing to go and debased they are, how reprobate these people are. Well, in 2011, they pulled up the same piece. This time, Rachel Maddow pulls down the disclaimer, and she said, Bradley Dean like others, are calling for the upping of the bloodshed in America's culture wars because Christians and conservatives are not doing enough to kill the gays. So what we did is we went and hired an attorney, and we're going after MSNBC for it today. But what's interesting is there's still bloggers that have been put on notice for this content. And what they're doing now is they're out there saying that Bradley Dean is palling around with politicians, by the way, which I've shook their hands. That's all the more I know these people. And they're saying that is an agreement with foreign countries to execute the homosexuals. Friends, first and foremost, I never said that. But it shows you how willing they are to go to demonize people, to establish a premise filled with lies, only to put themselves in the position of the victim status. And rest assured, friends, I'm going to continue on with this lawsuit. There's bloggers out there that have said the lawsuit is down and it's out. And Bradley's been told, he's been mandated to pay attorney fees for Rachel Maddow's lawsuit. Folks, this is all untrue. There's parts, there's bits and pieces, and this is what they love to do. They try to act like it's not really happening. They try to act like, in my particular case, that the Rachel Maddow case is over with Bradley Dean. Friends, it is still in court. I had someone bring this to my attention today. I said, no, this is how these people operate. The Huffington Post is a part of it. Others are a part of it. And friends, rest assured, they will be dealt with. But I want to let you know that the case is alive and well, and we're on appeals right now because we've had to deal with everybody and their dog in the process that are trying to protect MSNBC. Case in point, when Rachel Maddow put this out in 2011 concerning Bradley Dean, 2010 and 2011, May of 2011, August of 2010, what they did is when we retaliated, we responded to them putting a jihad out on my house. They took a picture of my house. They put it up online, and then the radical homosexuals took my physical address and put it up online with some bloggers. And these bloggers, by the way, don't know that we have these posted and freeze-framed. In other words, they're gonna be dealing with Bradley Dean as well when the time comes. But the bottom line is this, friends. They always want to minimize what they do. They always want to demonize the truth. And I just want to let you know that that case with Rachel Maddow and Bradley Dean and MSNBC, You Can Run International, is alive and well. And we will, one way or another, get it into court so people can see clearly. Because for the most part, people already know that MSNBC, those people just don't know how to tell the truth. But I want to make sure that they understand that they can't just put a jihad on anybody's house the way they did mine. Because once I started getting death threats, and by the way, this is what they intended. I've gotten several death threats because of the radical homosexuals, because I was exposing them while I was doing high school assemblies across this country, friends, just telling them merely just soft things. But what happened is when the homosexuals started to attack me, I started to look behind the curtain and I started thinking to myself, oh, there's a lot
behind
more.
There.
Oh, there is. And they are going to be dealt with.
Yeah, it's very interesting because, first of all, just a note about the whole thing with Rachel Maddow and MSNBC, or anybody who stands for the truth, is when you stand up against a major source, if you're a David going to Goliath, you're going to feel opposition. You're going to feel people come down, bring the hammer down, and everyone's going to come. It's so interesting.
Take a freeze frame of that last one, would you please?
Yeah, it's so interesting how basically when you stand for the truth, know that you're going to have people come against you. I remember watching a documentary once, and there was a man who was exposing a president out there for all of his crimes.
You're talking about Clinton?
Talking about Clinton.
Yep.
And his daughter said, right now my daughter thinks that basically when you do the right thing and you stand up and you expose criminals for their crimes, everything's going to come against you. And you're going to have to get, you know, in a sense, you're getting nailed by people because you're speaking the truth. And that's bound to happen.
This is what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. And you just, I just recollected it. It just came back to me. And I thank you for that. Lord, what people don't realize was when Rachel Maddow put the second hit piece on my ministry, because, again, we were effective in the high schools, and we still are, by the way, teaching constitutional foundations concerning our posterity instead of being indoctrinated through changing their history books every 3 to 7 years, so on and so forth. We've talked about that several times through their unlawful educational schemes that the federal government is implementing illegally. But what was interesting is when Rachel Maddow did that hit piece on us, and we went after MSNBC. Did you know, friends, for those that did not know, did you know that they hired not one attorney, not two attorneys, not three attorneys, but four attorneys,
high-ranking attorneys
across the country to defend Rachel Maddow and MSNBC and their criminal behavior concerning those, because folks, they don't have a right to lie, they don't have a right to defame, they don't have a right to slander, they don't have a right to put you in false light, and they definitely don't have a right to put you and your wife and your children under a jihad to try to paint you out to be something you are not. But they are so willing to go, friends, to the point to continuously promulgate their lies, hoping that some fool out there will believe what they have to say, that they didn't hire one attorney. They had to hire four of them, friends, to protect them and their criminal operations.
And I have to say, too, they're not afraid yet to, they're not, in a sense, they're still lying. You know, times we've seen since this
case. Look at this, Zimmerman, my gosh.
Since this has happened to us, there's been so many times where you see in the news and you see online, you see through the blaze, so on and so forth, MSNBC apologizes for this. MSNBC apologizes for that. MSNBC, you know, grabs
yes.
two things and put it together.
Okay.
You
know, no big deal.
But what I'm saying is, yeah. it keeps going on, and it's going to continue to go on until someone like us, and which we are, stands up and says, listen, this is not right. You can't just lie.
I will, wife, by the grace of God, I will stand this one out.
Yeah.
I will take a sign and go in front of the judges, and I will protest them until these people are dealt with. Because, friends, they are nothing less than criminal in which they are attempting to implement, throwing down and pulling down the laws of our constitutional republic only to implement illegal activity, only there, my friends, to silence you every step of the way. And that's exactly the message today is, listen, it doesn't matter. I talked to an attorney this morning. Some of these outlets we have put on notice. We have put on notice. They further my case, my friends. But they do it anyways, and they create these stories, and what they do is they try to knock down the politicians, and they'll take any politician, and they'll take anybody they don't like, and then they'll put them together, and then they'll throw it out there, America, as if they're best friends, only for you to hate the new political candidate so he doesn't get the office, to shut them down and their agenda down. That's right. What this is about.
You know, and I can picture people out there nodding their heads and saying, yeah, because you know it's true. Yeah, MSNBC, you see it all the time. It's not enough just to nod your head and agree with the problem. It's enough to say, listen, I'm glad you guys are doing something about the problem. And if you want to support our cause for justice, you can do so.
Let's interject this. Friends, I got to say this. I know that there's probably a lot of people out there that thought, well, you know, these guys are asking for support on the radio for this MSNBC case. Do you know how much money we have received in support of dealing with MSNBC? Very, very little. You don't know why? Because most people think, oh, we're raking it in.
Yeah.
No, friends, don't be deceived. If you don't understand anything about leadership and national people, understand if they're not, hey, especially a ministry like mine where I am in your face and it's black and white, people don't like the truth, friends. They don't mind the compromisers. They don't mind the flatterers. They'll leave them alone. But when a preacher preaches what the word says and he doesn't move, then they become a threat. And by the way, they bear witness to the fact that you are a threat because they continuously demonize you. But I want to say this. If they didn't demonize me, they wouldn't give me a national platform, and that's exactly what they've done. And I thank you for it, Lord, for giving me the necks of these clowns and these criminals.
Yes.
And that's exactly what they are.
And if you'd like to support, please do. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or you can go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can support our cause for justice. You'll also find it at youcanruninternational.com.
Kids.
If you say, listen, I was going to say something, too, about this. When we came in back from the break, but when you're talking about Larry Brinken, you know,
look at Harvey Milk. He was preying on kids too. Look at Barney Franks. He's preying on kids too. Look at Kevin Jennings. His icon is Harry Hay. Sex before aid before it's too late, friends. And they're the victims.
That's right. And when is someone, are standing up for the kids? I mean, that's our whole, like you always say, our goal
is not about
attacking a particular group of people. It's about protecting a certain group of people that are continuously
Amen.
under under attack,
Amen.
Namely those kids in public schools, those kids that are being sexually abused by these perverts, by these vile criminals.
Well, we just seen this in Michigan. We even seen Glenn Beck pick this story up. It was huge. There was a teacher that was violating this kid for years, and the parents got involved in the home. Folks, the radicals got together. The teachers were protecting the teacher that was committing crimes against that student, and then they started to threaten the family for coming out and exposing the radical homosexuals. Friends, you're going to see more of this, and I want to caution you again with these human rights commissions people. Friends, they are being commissioned illegally and unconstitutionally by the government to put their foot down upon people that disagree with their illegal agenda.
Exactly.
Just ask Chai Feldman, who said that they need to stop anybody that would speak out against the homosexual agenda. And that's exactly what they're trying to do today. Raise your voice and open your mouth, my friends. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, we got one more segment. You want to get the last word in? 1-866.
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I posted this on Sons of Liberty Radio and my fan page, which is Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean on Facebook and Sons of Liberty Radio. Concerning San Francisco's gay icon, Larry Brinken, guilty of felony charged porn possession. Listen to the responses. I've gotten 23 of them already. These are the responses from the adults. No surprise. One person said speechless, just speechless. Hey, it's San Francisco, California. What do you expect? I would expect the parents to stand up for their children is what I would expect. Another guy in response to the article, Larry Brinken's felony possession charges. Land of Pelosi. Friends, Land of Pelosi
I thought we were the land of the free and the home of the brave.
No, but people are under the impression that the politicians can go ahead and do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Sick. Surprise. Sad to sad is what it says. Sicko. Sicko makes all gays look bad. Nice role model. Usually where one pervert demon has found a home, many reside with them. Of course.
Yeah, I was going to say
that's my point.
If I can bring that up, too, and you're talking about pulling the curtain back, the sad part about it is this guy is probably just the tip of the iceberg.
He is.
He's probably being paid to shut up about all the rest of me. Just like Jerry Sandusky, there was so much more involved. I mean, he was probably the pinnacle of that pyramid, and there's all that.
You know who they appointed over the investigation at Penn State?
Yes.
The criminal FBI director that oversaw Waco.
Yep.
And he oversaw the bombing in Oklahoma City. Folks, they had the fox in the chicken coop. And they were there to protect those other pedophiles. As a matter of fact, George W. Bush even told Congress that it was a light to the community.
Yeah, that's right.
What was he saying?
He was drawing attention to that.
That's exactly what he was doing. And they went from zero to $3 million a year just out of nowhere. There was a lot more to that Penn State scandal, friends. People had to die, and there's still people that are being indicted and held to the charges because so many more kids came forward as to the crimes that were being committed against them from others. It wasn't just Jerry Sandusky.
Right.
And why was everybody so willing to protect the crimes? Folks,
you know,
we're talking about kids. We're talking about little people that are defenseless. They're being preyed upon. You have a justice system in San Francisco that said 6 months in jail, 5 years probation, talking about little kids 1, 2, and 3 years old. You should have heard the racial slurs from Larry Brink and friends. You want to talk about, and isn't it interesting, the homosexuals play the race card. They stand behind the SPLC, who used to protect the KKK from their crimes committed against black people. Folks, you want to talk about a debased people to the core? I'm telling you what, pull the curtain back, my friends. And it's time to stand up, and I'm sick and tired of watching, and it always has been, and it's always going to be, get off the kids. It's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck than for you to offend one of these little ones. Throw yourself into the sea. Because when you look in Scripture, friends, you can see it and you can find it nowhere. Because it was unthinkable. These people, they've already crossed the lines. I have a friend that's an investigator in Minnesota here. He said, Bradley, pedophiles are the nicest people to your face. He said this to me, quote, unquote. He said, never turn your back on them.
Yeah.
He said, you cannot rehabilitate them, people.
You know, it's so interesting that you should say that you said you should hear the racial slurs that Mr. Brinken had during these, when he was commenting on what was going on in these videos that he was watching. They were so racially horrid.
I can give you one.
Well,
I love especially the blank, the N-word, two-year-old, listen to this, getting nailed. The two-year-old, the little black girl. Hope you will continue so I can see what the little blonde blank is going to get. He said this. Larry Brinken said this, homosexual icon. He said, white power. He said, white supremacy. He said, white female gender rules.
Wow.
I'm sorry, male gender rules. That's one, friends. I can.
But you know what? The hypocrisy here is
far out there.
He is supposed to be a, quote, human rights. I noticed that piece also said civil rights activist. So he's in one side saying that, yeah, he's for civil rights. And behind closed doors, he's talking using racial slurs, sexually exploiting children.
What is civil government, Stephanie? And it's an extension of delegation from who? We, the people that received our rights from God. We didn't give these people rights to break civil law.
No man's above the law.
No, they're not. And God didn't give us a right to go there. Friends, you have to feed that monster. You have to feed that monster, and there's no getting away from it. And let me tell you what, it is a monster indeed. And I lay this out there. These people have gone too far. Yeah. In spiritual matters, it's just a matter of time. It's dangerous stuff. And I am telling you, friends, again, from my friend, never turn your back on these people. You can't. And this is happening more and more on a widespread.
And like you said, you can never put your guard down. You can never say, because like I said earlier, you can't say, listen, evil a lot of times disguises itself as an angel of light. You know, that's how the devil disguises himself. When you look at people, you can't say, oh, he just seems like such a nice man. You can't ever just pull your guard down, because some guy's not going to come and say, hey, yeah, I want to take your children, and, you know, with a pitchfork, and he's got horns on his head. No, there's nice people out there. People you would never expect. All of a sudden, wow, you have to know and judge a man by his fruits, because just looking at the appearance of things never works.
Yeah.
And but you'll be caught off guard.
I think it was important what you said earlier. It's not about attacking any particular people. It's about protecting a people, namely our youth and our posterity, that are under attack. And there's no question about it. If you've not read the Homosexual Manifesto, friends, tell me, because they want to make it out to be a satire, like it's not real, like I've told you before. They don't want you to, for example, they are teaching students in New York bestiality. This is a fact. It is all over the website. There's several articles you can find on this. They attacked me and they said, Bradley Dean, Right Wing Watch, these communists, who will not get on the radio with me, by the way. They said, Bradley Dean's teaching that kids, you know, teaching people that they're teaching bestiality in New York. They are. But see how they speak? They want you to believe the lie that they promulgate. See, friends, this again is nothing less than totalitarianism. They speak evil of the way of truth, friends. They don't want you to believe that it's really happening. As a matter of fact, when you look at some of these cases, some of these pedophiles will be in a circle talking one to another, saying people would never believe that we're doing this. They will never believe in a million years that we're committing these crimes.
Right.
Because it's unthinkable to a spiritual mind. It's unthinkable. Even friends, boy, I gotta say it, even to our carnal mind in a lot of cases, haven't gone there.
Right. I actually have the Homosexual Manifesto in front of me here. It's kind of long. I don't know if we could get to it all, but
no, we'll not go there today. I think the point is being made.
Just
get
so.
Some time, friends. By the way, it's been implemented. It has been delivered to Congress back in the 80s, and you need to know that Congress themselves, they know that this is going on in your country. And when you read the Homosexual Manifesto, you're not going to get away from the fact that's exactly what is happening in this country.
Yeah,
they don't want you to believe that it's real.
And even, too, the homosexual crimes in ratio to their proportion of their population, the homosexual, you know, population is a very small minority, but the crimes that homosexuals do against children is a big majority.
It's incredible. You don't see anybody else doing stupid crap like that, do you?
Right.
This criminal activity that's going on. Friends, we were going to talk a little bit about Andrew Jackson, the president, who was confronted by a faithful preacher named Peter Cartwright. Folks, this kind of stuff is what's needed. What's interesting with Peter Cartwright is who came against him when he was being faithful to deliver the president of the United States soul. We'll get to that tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
I love that stuff.
Because you don't want to, you know.
No, it's too good. We got to take it. We got to slow our roll and just feed the people, spoon feed them, because it is that great. That's how I got to take it, too.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've got another analogy here that I was had up earlier. I just want to say real quick. And, you know, people say, our job is to go out and seek and save that which is lost. That's what we're called to do. Our job is to expose darkness and shine the light of God's truth upon it. And there's an analogy of this captain who was on a ship, and all these people were on the ship, and they said, oh, we love you, captain. We praise you, captain. And there was all these people drowning. The captain said, well, go, you know, rescue the people that are drowning. But instead they said, oh, we love you, captain. We just praise you, captain. Now, don't you think that their love toward that captain would have been fulfilled by their obedience to his commands and saving those that were drowning? And we can't be like those people that say, oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for everything you've given to us. We praise you, Lord. And we don't follow his commands. We need to keep that in mind as we go out on a daily basis. We're not here just to talk about problems. We're not here to go back and forth. We're here to do something about the problems that we see, to push the flag back up, to take the baton that our founding forefathers gave to us and say, listen, we're going to pass freedom and truth and righteousness back onto our posterity, next generation. If you want to support what we do, we're talking a lot about the Rachel Maddow case, things that are going on with the ministry. You can do it by calling 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I had someone ask me yesterday, well, can I donate online? Absolutely. You can make a secure donation online. Go to the top right-hand corner and click the donate button, and you can donate there as well. Obviously, we want to get our products out there. And a lot of even the My War 5-part documentary series we were talking about earlier in the show, exposes a lot of these crimes and things that are going on through a variety of different topics and subjects.
Isn't it amazing the awareness that's taking place concerning this topic? Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, the Sons
and Daughters of Liberty.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. Good show today. Wasn't planned. Holy Ghost did what he wanted to do. Amen. See ya.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.